if you weren't alive in the 1990s or you were born in the 90s and you weren't old enough to be cognizant of that period of the NBA, then I feel sorry for you. If the only NBA that you've been exposed to is the mid-2000s to today, I really feel sorry for you. I know this is going to be hard for some of you guys born in that period to believe, but back in the 90s, players in the NBA, they actually played in the regular season. Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. I know it's hard to believe. But back in the 90s, if there was a game on the schedule, the players showed up and they played. It didn't matter if the Bulls were playing the worst team in the league at the time. Dennis Rodman, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr, Tony Kukoc, they were all playing. There has been a shift in mentality from the 90s NBA player to the modern NBA player. And I don't blame this on LeBron James. LeBron shares the same mentality as the Jordans and the Kobes. I made a video a month or two ago about how LeBron was leading the NBA by example because he was taking the regular season seriously. If LeBron is available to play, he's going to play. He doesn't sit games to rest. Wednesday night, we witnessed what I believe is the biggest problem in the modern NBA. Not only did we get to see it once, we saw it twice in the same night. In the NBA's two biggest markets, with two teams that are loaded with some of the league's biggest superstars, Wednesday night was an absolute embarrassment for the NBA. First example of what I'm talking about, the Nets. They're in Philly to take on the Sixers. Big game for the regular season. National television. Both teams are fighting for the top spot in the Eastern Conference. Now, I know the regular season doesn't matter to the modern NBA player anymore, but if there was a regular season game that would be a big deal, this would be one of them. A couple of hours before tip, the Nets announced that Kevin Durant, James Harden, Blake Griffin, and LaMarcus Aldridge are going to sit out. LaMarcus Aldridge, I understand. He ended up retiring yesterday anyway, so I get that. I'm not going to sit here and rail on James Harden either. He's not a load management guy. When James Harden is healthy, he's playing. I mean, he's got a hamstring injury, and you want to be careful with that this close to the playoffs. I get that. But Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant is sitting out? Kevin Durant's not playing in one of the biggest games late in the regular season? I mean, are you kidding? Kevin Durant has been out half the damn year. He comes back Tuesday, easy game against the Timberwolves, plays 27 minutes. I think he put up 30 points in 27 minutes. The Nets were up 40 points at one point in that game. Game was over. Kevin Durant still playing. If his health was that big of a risk, why would Steve Nash be playing him when the game was all but over? But when you have a game that counts against one of the top teams in the NBA, oh, I need time to rest. I need to rest today. After the game against Minnesota, Kevin Durant said that the Nets needed to be focused on getting playing time with the entire team together, since, you know, they haven't had much of that this season because their stars keep missing games for one reason or another. I think Kyrie Irving missed Tuesday night against the Timberwolves because he was studying whether or not the earth was flat. Now, the day after Kevin Durant says that, he sits out. It's kind of hard to get playing time with your teammates when you're sitting on the bench. The crowd in Philadelphia was so disgusted with Kevin Durant basically being a healthy scratch, they started yelling, "KD sucks," during the game. And even with limited attendance, you could clearly hear it on ESPN. I used to defend modern NBA players. When people would call them soft, the league isn't as physical as it used to be, I used to defend it. But I can no longer defend the modern NBA. I just can't do it. This league is full of pansies. They're soft. I hate to use the word lazy, but it sure looks like a lot of players in this league just could care less about the regular season. Let me give you another example. This one is even more egregious than Brooklyn. The Clippers were in Detroit Wednesday night to play the Pistons. Now look, I know the Pistons are tanking. We all know that. this isn't a game that guys like Kawhi Leonard get excited to play in. But you are paid millions of dollars every year to show up, whether it's against the tanking Pistons or the Lakers. It shouldn't matter. Wednesday night, Kawhi Leonard sits out with a sore foot. Serge Ibaka, tightness in his lower back. Regular season superstar who disappears in the playoffs, Paul George, he sat the game because he was just tired, needed some rest. Embarrassing. Imagine that you're a father in Detroit. Your 12-year-old son looks up to Kawhi Leonard, or for some reason he looks up to Paul George. And you go shell out $200, $300 for tickets to that game. The only time all year that the Clippers will play in Detroit. And none of their star players feel like your kid is important enough to play for. How would you feel if you were that father, that kid? Michael Jordan was asked one time why he went 100% every night in the regular season. You know what he said? Michael Jordan said because there could be a kid or someone in the arena or maybe someone on television that's never seen me play before. And I feel like if they paid their money to see me play or they're taking time out of their day to see me play, they deserve to see me play at my best. That is the mentality that I'm talking about. That's the mentality that is missing in today's NBA. And Michael Jordan wasn't the only player of that era that had that mentality. That mentality was shared across the league in the 80s and 90s. And like I said, it's missing in today's NBA. And it's killing the league. There's a large contingent of people in this country that has little to no respect for the modern NBA or the modern NBA player. And who can blame them? It's a damn shame, too, because the league is as competitively balanced as it's been since the 90s. You have star players spread out everywhere. Miami, New Orleans, both teams in Los Angeles, Boston. The Knicks are getting better. The NBA is set up for success, but they can't get out of their own way. And then they wonder why ratings in the regular season and the playoffs continue to go down. I blame Adam Silver. I say on here all the time, teams take the personality of their coach or their star player. It is the same thing with these leagues. Leagues take on the personality of their commissioner. Roger Goodell, no nonsense, tough. I may disagree with him at times, a lot of times, but he has the NFL under control. He's not soft. Roger Goodell means business. Adam Silver, definition of soft. He allows the inmates to run the asylum. I bet you David Stern is rolling over in his grave right now. He wouldn't tolerate this garbage that we're getting in the NBA today. David Stern had things under control. I remember years ago, I think the Spurs were in Miami to play the Heat. It was a Thursday night game. It's going to be on TNT. It was back when the Heat had the big three of LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh. And a couple of hours before tip-off, Greg Popovich decides to fly Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, and Tim Duncan back to San Antonio. And if I remember correctly, I think Pop did this as some kind of protest. I don't remember the specifics of it off the top of my head, but I do remember David Stern being pissed off about it. And rightfully so. These television networks, ESPN, ABC, TNT, they pay billions of dollars every year for the rights to broadcast NBA games. They sell advertisers on ratings. And the ratings, they require superstar players to show up and play, not sit on the bench. So not only is it a ripoff for the fans, it's a ripoff for the television networks. It's a ripoff for the advertisers who bought ad time. Hell, it's a damn ripoff for everybody. Now, will Adam Silver do anything about it? Doubtful, because he's soft. He's afraid to rock the boat with the players. We don't want to upset the players. Anyway, if you're a millennial like me, and you were alive for the 90s NBA, what do you think of today's NBA compared to the Jordan era? Is today's NBA better? Or did you prefer the Jordan era over the modern NBA? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys this weekend.